This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capshaw, Edward Jones Advisor. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always brought to you by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz Market, Blackhawk Winery, Patton Automotive, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, and Ye Old Spirit Shop. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we in the right spot this morning or not?
Yeah, we spent all last week at the Clinton County 4-H Fair. And, boy, I tell you what, I've been here at Casper Media for a little over 4 years now. And I felt really good Friday afternoon after leaving there and after everything was going so well on HoosierLandTV.com, getting one live event each day and talking to all the people out there and all of this being pretty much post-COVID, you know, on something like that, you don't even start to thank all the people, you know, because you're afraid you'll forget a few, but they know who they are, and I put a Facebook post out there last night thanking a lot of people and trying to remember everyone, but we had a good time out there, at least I did. And Ken, I know you were able to help me for 2 of the 3 days, and unfortunately, due to there's only so many people on the Casper Media payroll, and other people, you know, who work part-time for us, they have lives, too. So Ken was actually back here running the board incognito last Thursday and Friday for us, so thank you for that.
No problem.
But, yeah, we had a good time out there, and the weather pretty much cooperated, and we kind of knew it'd be a double whammy because of all of everything we didn't get to do last year with COVID, and people are really ready to get out and get out and about and do some things. So it was pretty awesome seeing everyone. The Antioch Church let us set up inside their pie tent, I call it. the ladies and one gentleman there was super nice to work with, and they let us set up there Friday because we had some sprinkles. That was the only morning we technically had some sprinkles to start out the day. So, and a special thanks to all our sponsors and State Senator Brian Buchanan, who's sponsored Party Line at the fair for 3 years now and just become a darn good friend of WILO. So always good to catch up with him and talk with him as well. We'll talk more about the fair, I'm sure. We've got a lot on Facebook at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Ken and I were putting up stories pretty intently. You can go ahead and answer that if you want, Ken. I think Cindy's doing her news. We were putting up all the stories we could as quick as we could and letting you know what was going on and what was happening. So, again, special thanks to everybody. And most importantly, I think, because sometimes a job is a job. Even if you're in radio, we're still working. We're not just sitting on our tush and talking for a living. But anytime you can have fun at what you do for a living, they say you'll never work a day in your life. Now, we work, and some days we work really hard here. But it was a blast. It was probably the best I've had in the 3 years of doing it here out at the fair as far as information, people showing up, the accommodations, the feeling of success of being able to pull off a broadcast and breathe the information to everybody, and everybody just pitching in and making things happen, whether they're sponsors, friends out there at the fair board, Casper Media employees. So thank you to everybody. Let's. I'm sure we'll talk more about that a little later on in the show. Let's go ahead and check the Skywatch weather forecast. We're going to see sunshine today. Highs will be around 82 and sunny and dry. Then clear tonight, a low at 62. Tomorrow, sunshine with us, high 85. Partly cloudy Wednesday with a high 82. And Thursday, mostly sunny, a high 85. Looking at Friday, mostly sunny. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high at 88. And let's go ahead and check the weekend. Cloudy Saturday, 40% chance of thunderstorms, high 88. And Sunday, cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high 85. Let's check KFKR here, 66 now from your official weather station, WILO. So it's going to be, I don't know about the humidity because our weather forecast doesn't always spell that out. My AccuWeather app does, but I don't want to pull that up right now on my phone. So 66 at your official weather station, WILO. Should be a pretty nice week. So coming up in our getting back with our Leading with Hope and Vision on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce feature, we'll be talking to Rodney Wan again this morning. Always good to talk to Rodney, and it seems like it was just yesterday we were talking to him at the fair as he came out in person on Monday, and we were able to get some information from him. And I think a lot of the information is the same, that we're all dealing with the COVID variant and the Delta variant, rather, of COVID. And this is getting pretty serious. As I saw, I think this morning, I forget what the numbers were, Kim, but there were four states that accounted for 60% of the new COVID cases, you know, down mm-hmm. south.
Yeah.
And I don't understand in Louisiana why there's only 12% of people who have vaccinations.
Yeah.
I understand some trepidation, but that's a huge swath of people, and they're going to continue to get COVID if they don't get it. And again, I don't want to get on a soapbox or anything, but if you don't have that vaccine, please consider it, because yeah. you know, you're going to be the petri dish, if you will, that COVID will get into and develop and get another variant possibly, and then you'll be passing on things that us who have the vaccine yeah. can't fight because it's a new variant, you know?
And the thing of it is that California now has gone back to masks, down in L.A. particularly, gone back to masks everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that over the weekend. Even if you're vaccinated, that's even right. if you're indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I don't know that that's the state having the worst trouble. They need to be doing that in Texas and Louisiana and Florida and some other states.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't know. We'll continue to find out and get the latest with Rodney Wan this morning with the Clinton County Health Department. Then at 9 o'clock this morning, Ken and I will be talking to Riley Spry with the Clinton County Family YMCA. As we know, they got a ton going on right now as they're fully reopened and having everyone out there and everybody having a good time. Later this week, Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, Laura Archibald or one of her crew members. Tomorrow, WLFI meteorologist Chad Evans for a weather update Wednesday, USB Utility Service Board on Thursday, and then Friday, Jeff Hardesty of Hardesty Landscaping on Wilo's Party Line. So I guess Tippecanoe County Fair is this week.
Yeah.
And Carroll County Fair also this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the one big thing that we've always done for years and years at Carroll County is the swine show. And it's usually on a Thursday. And that's the same this year. HoosierlandTV.com will continue to have you covered. We've got the Carroll County Swine Show. Melissa Miller will have a full day of activities at the Carroll County Fairgrounds. Telecast starts bright and early, around 7:30, if not earlier, Thursday morning from WILO and HoosierlandTV.com. I'd love to know how many years Melissa has done that, But that's a full day of activities, Ken. They start early, and man, it sometimes it's not over before 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So we'll continue to watch that together. If there's something on your mind in the meantime, while we're waiting for Rodney Wan in the health department, you can give us a call at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I see that you have the Howard County Fair winners up on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Did they yesterday.
So that's cool. They send that to us. And if people would like to check that out, they can. We've also got, on a local level, I had talked to, I talked to her all weekend. I forget her name. Suzanne Spicer. Sorry, Suzanne. And she's generating... trying to generate all the interest she can with jigsaw competitions, jigsaw puzzles. And she was able to get the Hot Dog Festival to let her do one or do several over the last the next couple weeks. And I need to fix that phone number. She texted me Friday night after I'd put that story up, and got to make myself a note here, fix number. All right. Because I gave the I didn't put the last digit on her, or the last 5 digits, actually. I don't know. I don't know. I must have not been sleeping that day. But she has talked the officials at the Hot Dog Festival into letting her do some jigsaw puzzle competitions, and she has been sharing to so many Facebook pages, she got banned for 3 days from sharing to groups. So good for you, Suzanne, and as someone who's been banned and totally blown off Facebook a couple times, keep up the good fight, all right? Carl Lane, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin and Ken. When you's out the fair, Kevin, did people wear masks?
No. Not really.
No.
They didn't?
I would see a few.
But basically, no.
No, yeah. Well, I was out at Rural King, and I seen some cashiers wearing masks yesterday, but that was the only thing I seen.
I see a
but
lot
I'm
of cashiers
I'm very
wearing
surprised
them.
About our health department here in Clinton County and our governor and rest of the mayors throughout Indiana. They're going to wait until more thousands of people die. And then they're going to say, well, we're going to have to go back to the mask when it'd be all uncalled for. If you just wear a mask, it's not that hard to do. And then take it off when you're in the car and you're at home. But they're not going to do that. Why?
Well,
I mean, how many people in Clinton County has been vaccinated?
I was told
out of 36,000, how many people?
What was it?
I think Rodney said 38% to 42%
yeah.
was the way it was last.
Yeah, about 40%.
About last Monday. We could go today.
And why did Dr. Fauci and all the Surgeon General say about the vaccination? They said it takes 70% to 75% of the population to wipe this out.
Yeah, to get herd immunity. Yes.
So we're way, way below, aren't we?
Well, the whole United States is way, way below.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm getting.
Well, you and I are on the same page on that, Carl. Now, masks will not stop COVID. It will slow it down. So I don't know that, you know,
you think,
we need to
you
get
think
on that again.
Now, this is just me, and you asked Dr. Wan when he's on here. I think if everybody wears a mask, you will beat this. I think if you've got COVID and you're wearing a mask and I've had my treatment and I'm wearing a mask, I cannot get it. I bet you I wouldn't get it.
Well, the only for sure way, and then it's not 110%, is the vaccination. That's what we need. We don't need more masks.
Yes,
we need more
yes.
people to get vaccinated.
But why aren't they?
Well, I've asked that question to 2 or 3 local officials, and, you know, I get the same answers, which I think is the truth. It's just that people either have a religious belief, they're afraid they'll grow a third ear 10 years from now, or they have some kind of respiratory issue that they're afraid.
Uh-huh.
Some of that's legit, don't get me wrong, but that's not 60% of the population.
Well, I'm anxious to see, because when it's hitting California the way it is and it's hitting New York the way it is, it's generally 2 to 3 weeks before we will get it.
Before we get it, yeah, yeah, you're
before
right.
Before we get it, okay? I'm anxious to see, with all these people not wearing masks or being vaccinated, what's going to happen in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Me too. Me too. I mean, things aren't going the way we need them to go in those states where they have really low vaccination rates.
And I hope nothing happens.
Me too.
But
me too.
All these people that's up there that's making these shots, they should be liable for this, I think.
What's that?
All the people in the state of Indiana that makes the calls on this stuff should be liable.
Oh, okay. Well,
but they're not going to hold them liable.
Well, they're not, and I tell you what, it's one of those things, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. They are not, the last thing any official wants to do is get back on a mask mandate. It's, you know, there would be such.
Why is that?
Just because people were sick of it, and there's no real proof that wearing a mask will totally keep you protected. It helps, but... You know, people are, it's my life, my body, my rights, and all that. That holds a little water with me. Not much, though.
And look what's happened in Tokyo, the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. For sure.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
Carl, thanks for the call. We appreciate that, and it takes all perspectives to check things out for sure. On the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision, we say good morning to Rodney Wan. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing good today. Thank you very much. You may or may not have heard the last caller. He's asking about how come... since we see this Delta variant and things really picking up in California, New York, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, how come we're not back to a mask mandate in Clinton County and particularly the state of Indiana?
Well, and I guess that'd be a good question. I'm sure there's just as many people screaming the moment he asked that. So we're just now getting to where we don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
But,
I was playing devil's advocate with him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to come once again from up there at the state level, and down to the local. Now we, you know, our local elected officials have the right, to do, something extra than what the state's requiring, and they do have the right to ask for that right now. I don't know that they've, sat down and spoke with Dr. Tharp lately here about this, Delta variant, but, you know, that's the first step, is for folks to start to decide if, you know, they're going to need to do extra measures or not. Many folks are going to scream, you know, we just are getting back to where we don't have to wear a mask. And, you know, as we're hearing on the news, it's looking like it's going to become a pandemic amongst those who are not vaccinated. So, but that is a danger to all of us who are vaccinated. So there's a lot of arguments going on there. You thought we were at the edge of the tunnel here, now getting out, and yet still, again, the pandemic will not be over until one way or another our population reaches that herd immunity that we've spoken about so many times. And people might ask, well, why is that? Well, that's when the spread of the virus will stop. Until then, we're going to still see the spread. We're going to still see the possibility of variants. We're going to still, unfortunately, see the possibility of a variant that's, you know, worse than what we've already seen.
Yeah,
but what I'm thinking is that we're going to see variants, I think, as long as this, you know, even if this thing is not really, you know, going full board as it is right now again.
Yeah, as long as it's in circulation at any point, you know, we'd like to say from our standpoint. Well, we've gotten it taken care of in the United States. We don't have to worry. Well, as long as it's spreading in another country, that's not true. That's the whole dynamic of a pandemic anyway. So we're all in one big global neighborhood here now. And really, you know, first and foremost, we've got to look at our own backyards. But then we still have to worry about what's happening on the global level, what's happening on the level, you know, in those countries that are way behind us. So You know, vaccine rates are critical, but there's some that are way behind the, you know, 30% and 40% that we have here in our county. So
we certainly have to vaccinate ourselves out of this. This is the only way out of this, you know, is the vaccinations.
Yes, it appears there's no other option, and again, you're playing Russian roulette with the virus in the meantime, with having it circulate. So,
yeah. So I know. I think I asked you this question 1 week ago, Rodney. What can we do here at the radio station? You at the health department, our local elected officials, and stuff. Is there a magic button or pill or something we can do to get people who have been thinking about, you know, who haven't been vaccinated, at least getting them to think the other way?
You know, I'd like to think there is. We've used reason.
Yeah.
We've used science and facts. In other parts of the state and country, we've seen people using in incentives. But it does come down to, at some point, those people having to make their own individual decisions. I would hope to think, you know, I'm continuing to watch television and continuing to see these stories that talk about these younger folks that are passing away from this, and realizing that they wish they had gotten vaccinated. And at this point, I'd hate to see any of our folks here in the county, you know, reach that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think, you know, I don't want to call it scare tactics, but I think, unfortunately, until it becomes real to everyone, and there's a big, you know, there's a 70% probably portion of those unvaccinated that think it's not real still, that, you know, until it becomes real, and fortunately, sometimes that's sad outcome that makes it that way, we may not see that population decide to vaccinate. We're going to continue to be here. We're going to continue to, like you say, you and I and folks out here are going to continue to try to tout the idea that it's necessary, you know, but when it comes down to it's my right, it's your right, we always like to say, your rights end where mine begin.
Right.
And in this case, you know, you and I, you know, myself and others have taken our right to get vaccinated. But there's others out there exercising their right not to be, but that is starting to push back on your and I's
rights. Our rights, yes.
Yes.
Well put.
Yes. So when does that change, and when does it come back to the idea? We all want to get back to normal. We all want to move forward. We all want to have a life that's outside of this pandemic. So let's get on board and at least get everyone that we can vaccinated that can be. Because there are those out there that cannot be vaccinated, and they stay at risk this time. So I know maybe some will say, well, that's just a small percentage of people, but it is a percentage that we need to take into consideration.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I think the other thing is that last year, even though we knew it was contagious and everything else, everybody's still saying, well, the survival rate is so great that we don't, you know, you really wonder how much we need to go ahead and take it. And now it's getting kind of proven why we probably need to be taking some of this stuff more seriously.
Sure. It's not just about survival rate. It's about, you know, protecting our economy, protecting our right to have a good economy and our right to go out and enjoy our lives. And, you know, it's all of those things that we thought, well, eventually we'll get back to normal on our own. Well, no, Mother Nature's proving that we're going to have to take extra measures to do so.
So. And also, have you guys come up with any kind of a specific time or date when you might be saying, make sure you guys go get a booster shot, even if you have been vaccinated?
I haven't seen that data come down. I'm certain Dr. Tharp has got his ear to the ground on those more higher-level medical issues, and I know he's certainly, you know, being still on the board of the State Department of Health, still right there at the heart of those discussions going on. But right now, you know, I think I just saw that Pfizer was told it will be probably the first of the year before they're authorized fully, which, what does that mean? That means it's no longer an EUA experimental vaccine. It's a regular vaccine in the arsenal of those that we have. And that's still going to take till probably January of 2022. Here we are 2 years down the road speaking about getting that approval, and that's what's going to put it in the hands of, you know, everyday physicians, everyday pediatricians, and make it more widely available. Still, those measures, we hope, are going to, again, kind of widen the number of folks, you know, that we're at. I think the largest number by zip code that I see here, Dan and I were looking at it just the other day, and I think the largest number of vaccinated we see per zip code in Clinton County was just at 45%. So we've got some work to do still. We've got some areas in the county that are only at 30. So, you know, there's some folks that are more at risk because of that. So,
okay. All right, Rodney. Well, what's, I guess we're still doing testing. We're still doing vaccinations if someone needs one. And I think I'll keep screaming it from the microphone on the mountaintop. And
I appreciate that. Yeah, you're right. We are still doing testing at Suncrest for another 2-3 weeks, and then we'll be looking as school returns to move that most likely to another location so that we can allow school back in. We are still doing vaccinations. We just had some out there at the fair Thursday evening and tried out our new mobile trailer. We will be going to the schools here in Frankfort, and then probably later to the countywide schools to offer not only COVID vaccine, but also trying to get normal vaccines back up to speed for children. So,
are you going to do anything at the hot dog festival or not?
I have not even sat down with my planners yet to decide that. I know right now my biggest problem is everybody, nurses, volunteer nurses and such that we use, are all trying to get in some much-needed vacation time, you know, here in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're certainly going to be probably out there and up there letting folks know that every Wednesday of the week we're still doing our clinic 9 to 3. They can still come in and get a vaccination during those times here at our normal immunization clinic.
Okay.
So we're making that available, and we're monitoring demand.
Okay.
Rodney, thank you for your time, as always, and give us a buzz anytime, all right?
Certainly, and thanks for helping us get the word out. Gentlemen, have a great day.
You too.
All right, that's Clinton County Health Department Director Rodney Wadd on the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. We'll be hooking up with Riley Spry here in just a couple minutes with Clinton County Family YMCA. Back to the fair real quick. I really was hoping, Ken, this was the year I would get a chance to see some of the harness racing.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple free nights, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't make it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have made a little more effort, because when we were out there of a morning for Party Line, a couple of those guys would get out there and get their horses running and rolling. And man, it just made me feel like I was in that that movie Seabiscuit.
Well, there is one more harness racing event at the fair this year.
Yeah.
It's in September. And
oh, fun.
And
okay.
I can't remember if it's either the 1st or the 11th. I can't remember which one it is.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, I'm going to write that down and look that up then, all right?
Okay.
But what I did get to do, and it had been probably 15 years since I'd been to one, was the Demo Derby Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Took Shell and the kids over there, or two of the three kids. And, boy... It was a blast, man. Number one, we had pit passes, so we were down there with the mud flying and the smoke a rolling. But I tell you what, the grandstands were packed. I mean, packed. There was standing room only to start out. We had four classes. The third class, there were like 23 entries, man. That's a lot of cars on a little concrete embankment there. So we were like two rows up on some of the on a couple of the bleachers in the pits, and there was one time a car came real close and hit a concrete barrier and like jiggled the barrier loose, and one of the kids was standing down there, Tavio, and he turned around and started running back toward the bleachers because it was a little up close and personal. And then there was another time when, you know, again, if I mean they're spinning and they're trying to push against another car, that's when you get the mud flying. And we got hit by mud a couple times, so it was up close and personal. But what was that guy's name who's in charge? Chase
Thompson.
Yeah, we had a good time. we had a good time with Chase, and I appreciate him putting that together. We're going to take a real quick break here. We're coming back. We've got a Fair Council report, and then we'll also be talking later this half hour, hopefully, with Riley Spry with the Clinton County Family YMCA on Wylo's Party Line.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
On the clock, on the dot,
Kevin, keeping the party.